I'm in love with something real. A Stray Kids podfic, written by Down the Dark Path and read to you by Fens and Marshes.
When this all passes, it'll be just a story.
Oni! Someone is pounding at her front door. It's been a few months since Jisung moved out of her building and into Changbin's. He used to be the only person who could bother her, by virtue of being the only other person in their group with a key to the building. It's been barely a week since Felix and Seungmin moved into the unit next to Minho's. Chan had sent her a text on their move-in day, no rest for the wicked, and Minho had waved goodbye to the peace that had been looming on her horizon. Minho, oni! The pounding continues. Minho glances at the time on her phone, nearly midnight. She heaves herself up to open the door. Someone better be dying, she says, meant to be a joke, as she opens the door, and then looks at Felix's kittenish face, bone white. Her foundation is patchy with a day's wear, and her mascara is streaking all down her face. She looks inexplicably perfect, and also terrified. Minho's heart drops. Okay, I didn't mean actually. It's Seungmin, Felix says, her voice tight and reedy. She needs to go to the emergency room. Minho furrows her brow. Seungmin is not, generally, clumsy, or forthcoming about when she needs help. What happened? Felix steps back into the hallway, crossing the few meters separating their front doors and pushing open her own. Minho follows, leaving her own door on the latch. We were cooking ramen, and Seungmin was chopping onion, but she slipped, she's tired, and the knife went, like, all the way into her hand. What do you mean, all the way into her hand? Minho asks as she crosses the threshold. Felix doesn't need to answer before she sees what she's talking about. Seungmin has her knees to her chest on the couch, face just as paper white as Felix's, and with a towel wrapped around her hand. She looks exhausted. The towel is covered in blood. The knife, abandoned on the kitchen table, is practically dripping with it. Like, all the way, Felix says faintly, lingering by the door. Jesus Christ, Minho says. She moves on autopilot, crouching beside Seungmin and gently lifting her arm up. Seungmin hides it well, but she winces just at Minho's touch. Keep it above your heart. How long has it been bleeding for? Seungmin's voice is shaky. Like, 2 minutes. Felix went straight to get you. Oni, it's really bad, Felix says. She keeps shifting from one foot to the other, anxiously. Really, really bad? Put more pressure on it, Minho instructs, already wrapping her hand around Seungmin's, squeezing firmly. Seungmin winces again, biting her lips so hard it turns white, but doesn't complain. Felix, go get my car keys from my apartment, okay? Then call Chan Oppa. Felix goes without further question. Seungmin frowns weakly. Why does she need to call Chan? Minho looks at Seungmin, the pasty white of her face, except for the red flush growing in her cheeks, adrenaline starting to build. Her eyes are bright and liquidy, her hands are trembling. So Felix doesn't have to come to the hospital with us. Chan can stay with her. Why can't she come to the hospital? She'll hate it, Minho says, matter-of-factly. You remember what she was like when Hyunjin sprained her ankle. That is to say, Felix was 100 times more distressed about it than Hyunjin was, and they had to take shifts to sit with Felix in the parking lot because the nurses had told her to leave. Seungmin sniffs, and then smiles faintly. Right. You'll come with me, right, Oni? How else do you expect to get there? Minho says, as Felix returns, keys in hand and phone to her ear. Or get home. Of course I'll come with you. Good, Seungmin says. She blinks heavily, slowly, like she doesn't want to open her eyes again. Minho presses harder on the towel over her hand until Seungmin flinches. Doing okay, Seungmini? Keep your eyes open, okay? Okay, Onni, she murmurs. Minho bends down a little to make eye contact, sees the way Seungmin's eyes are glassy, not focused on anything. Felix, what's Chan saying? Felix appears at her shoulder like a ball of compressed nervous energy. "He'll be here in 5, she says. Are you taking Seungmin to the hospital? Minho nods. "Yeah. You have to wait here for Chan, okay? We're gonna leave now." "Okay." Felix blinks her big, wet eyes. She passes Minho the car keys. "Will you text me? Text all of us, please?" "Of course I will." Minho pats her head with the hand that isn't holding the towel. "Sit on the couch and wait for Chan. He has a spare key, right?" "Right." Felix nods like a bobblehead. She parks herself on the couch. "Text us, Onni." "I will," Minho promises again, and then turns back to Seungmin. "Come on, Seungmini. Onni needs you to walk to the car now." Seungmin blinks hazily. "Right now?" "Sometime next week," Minho says, and then tugs on Seungmin's uninjured arm. "Yes, right now. Come on, up you get." Seungmin stands with surprising ease, and then stands in place for several seconds and wobbles. Minho hooks her uninjured arm over her shoulder and wraps an arm around Seungmin's waist before she can fall over. "Onni," Seungmin starts. "No talking till we get to the car," Minho instructs. "You need to put all your energy into walking, because I'm not carrying you." Famous last words. They run into Chan in the parking lot, Seungmin in Minho's arms because she'd nearly blacked out in the elevator. She's a lot lighter than Minho expected. "Jesus Christ," Chan says. "We can't stop," Minho says, clicking the unlock button on her car keys. Luckily, Chan is a quick learner and opens the passenger side door for them. Minho deposits Seungmin in the seat and buckles her seatbelt. "You need to run upstairs and keep Felix company before she implodes from stress and anxiety." "Right," Chan says, eyes wide. "That's a lot of blood." "If you want to see a lot of blood, go check out their apartment," Minho says, closing the door on Seungmin. "Felix, go." She points at the elevator. Chan, bless him, goes. Minho gets herself in the driver's side and wonders how many traffic laws she can break today. She puts the car in gear quicker than she's possibly ever, and glances over at Seungmin, head lolling against the window, the towel slowly coming loose around her hand, and regrets driving stick more than she ever has. "Seungmini, you gotta stay awake for me," she says, reversing out of the parking lot as quickly as she can. "You gotta keep the pressure on it, okay?" Seungmin mumbles something unintelligible, but her hand moves to grip the towel anyway. Minho exhales so heavily she feels a little dizzy, and pulls out onto the road. "Good girl, keep it there, okay? Keep it there for Onni, we'll be there soon." "Onni," Seungmin tries again, words slurring. There's a fresh stain of blood seeping into the towel, and Minho grimaces. "Onni, it really hurts." "That's the adrenaline wearing off, stupid," Minho says, rolling to as gentle a stop as she can at a red light. "We're nearly there, and then it won't hurt as much."
"Promise?"
Seungmin's voice is so quiet, and her vowels are so mushed together, Minho almost can't tell what she says. The light changes to green. "I promise, honey. We're nearly there, and we'll get it all fixed up." "It's really..." Seungmin trails off. Minho watches her out of the corner of her eye. "It's bleeding a lot." "That'll teach you not to mess around with kitchen knives, hmm? You know, if you wanted or need to cook for you, you could have just asked me. You didn't have to go stabbing yourself." "Felix can't cook," Seungmin says. Minho scoffs. "Yes, she can. She just doesn't like it. You know I live next door to you both for a reason."
"Chan Oppa told you to."
"Chan told me to so I could help look after you," Minho says. The sign for the hospital looms in front of her. "And now look, good thing I do, right?" Seungmin mumbles something else. Minho turns into the hospital car park. There's short stay drop-off bays, and a little bit beyond them is parking designated for the emergency room. She pulls into the first space she sees. "You think you can walk yourself into the ER, or do you need Onni to carry you again?" There is no reply. Seungmin's head lolls forward. Minho's heart makes itself a new home in her stomach. She gets out of the car and around to the passenger side so fast she almost trips, and catches Seungmin when she opens the door. "Christ, Seungmini, a baby could hold itself up better than you right now, huh?"
"You can't be mean to me," Seungmin mutters into her shoulder. "I'm injured."
"I'll be mean to you whenever I like,"
Minho says and scoops Seungmin back into her arms. Come on. Somehow, she gets them both into the emergency room, and then somehow gets Seungmin into one of the seats in the waiting room, injured hand held firmly in her lap, and goes to register with the receptionist, which takes significantly longer than she would like it to. By the time she gets to sit back down next to Seungmin, she's moved from leaning back against the wall to leaning sideways against it, so Minho gently pulls her head to rest on her shoulder instead. How long? Seungmin asks. Minho puts her hand back over the towel and squeezes again. Not too long, she says. Apparently, your injury is pretty high priority since you lost so much blood, and you have all these important things in your hand that they want to make sure you haven't cut. Seungmin hums. Her breath is warm against Minho's neck. She can feel her heartbeat jackrabbiting through her shoulder. Doing okay, Seungmin-y? Minho whispers. I'm tired. Stay awake for a little longer, Minho says. Are you scared? No, Seungmin lies. Minho doesn't refute her. It isn't much longer until a doctor calls for them. Minho doesn't even bother asking this time. She just picks Seungmin up and follows the doctor into a small consulting room and gently puts her back down on the bed. Seungmin reaches out with her good hand to grip at Minho's sleeve. I'm Dr. Choi, the doctor introduces, flicking through a clipboard. You said she cut herself on a kitchen knife. Minho nods. Seungmin is in no position to be answering questions. Yes, we put pressure on it and elevated it as soon as we could, but it hasn't stopped bleeding. Dr. Choi puts the clipboard down. She puts on a pair of sterile gloves and motions for Minho to move a little out of the way so she can unwrap the towel around Seungmin's hand. Seungmin hisses as she does, only just alert enough to make an effort not to flinch away. You got pretty lucky, Seungmin-si. She discards the towel aside. Minho peers over to look at the wound properly. It's not pretty. No wonder Felix was so freaked out. You should be okay with just a couple of stitches, Dr. Choi says, so we'll give you some local anesthetic and get you all sewn up. We'll give you some IV fluid to compensate for the blood loss, too, but your prognosis is good. Sound good? Sounds good, Minho says for both of them, squeezing Seungmin's good hand. Seungmin just hums in agreement. I'll get us all set up, then, Dr. Choi says, and then to Minho. I assume you'll want to stay with her while we do the sutures. Yes, Seungmin answers for her, more firm about this than she's sounded about anything since they got in the car. Minho nods as well. I'm not leaving her. Dr. Choi nods. I'll be back in 5 minutes. I'll send a nurse in to administer some fluids and painkillers, too. She leaves. Seungmin exhales. Is it really bad, Onni? Well, it's not great, Minho says, squeezing Seungmin's hand again. Definitely worse than the time Changbin-y cut his knee open playing soccer. So now you've got the second worst injury anyone in the group has got. Nothing will ever be as bad as when Chan Oppa broke his leg. Seungmin sniffs, sounding vaguely put out about it. You should be glad about that, Minho reminds her. When Chan broke his leg, he broke it in 2 different places at once and the bone pierced through his skin on one end. Minho went in the ambulance to the hospital with him and it was possibly the most stressful ride of her life. He had to go into surgery for it. Now he has a really gnarly scar and a slight limp when the weather gets too cold. Chan's leg still isn't healed fully. A nurse appears with an IV pole. She makes quick work of putting the needle in Seungmin's good hand and explaining that there's some ibuprofen mixed in with all the fluids. Seungmin makes some half-baked comment about how if all they're giving her is ibuprofen, she could have just taken that at home, and the nurse laughs like she's heard it before. Dr. Choi comes back. She sets up a curved needle and suture thread and saline and a bunch of antiseptic wipes. Are you ready, Seungmin-si? Seungmin just hums. She looks like she wants to reach out and squeeze Minho's hand, but can't because of the IV, so Minho puts her hand on Seungmin's thigh instead. She seems a little more awake now. Dr. Choi takes Seungmin's hand and puts it on a pillow, and then switches on a bright, angle-poised lamp and gets straight to work. She injects local anesthetic first. Seungmin watches her with intense focus. Minho watches Seungmin. Then she flushes the wound with saline and wipes around it with the antiseptic wipes. Then she starts sewing. Min-ho is vaguely squicked out by the thought of the needle pushing through Seungmin's flesh. None of them are talking. Seungmin rests her head on Min-ho's shoulder. How are you doing, Seungmin Shi? Dr. Choi asks. We're halfway done. I'm really tired, Seungmin answers. Her hair tickles Min-ho's jaw. But the anesthetic is great. Dr. Choi laughs a little. She keeps working. Min-ho keeps watching Seungmin. Your adrenaline will be all over the place. We'll keep you here until the fluids are done, and then we'll see how you're doing. But you should be able to go home by the morning. Chan will have cleaned up your place by then, Min-ho says. You can go home, and you'll just have to deal with Felix hovering all week. Seungmin groans. Can't I stay with you? We would recommend you stay with someone, at least for the next couple of nights, Dr. Choi says. Just in case you have a funny turn or the wound reopens. Min-ho grimaces. I guess so. You have to tell Felix, though. I'm injured, Seungmin reminds her. Don't be mean to me. And who drove you here? Min-ho says, just to make a point. Who carried you all the way from your front door into this very room? I'm injured, Seungmin just says again. Dr. Choi laughs. And you're all sewn up. I'll put a bandage on it. When you discharge, you'll receive more aftercare instructions, but for now, just stay here and let the fluids work their magic. There's a vending machine out in the waiting room if you get hungry, but eat slowly. Your body has been through a lot tonight. Thank you, Doctor, Min-ho says, watching her bandage Seungmin's hand and then pack everything up. Then she leaves again, pulling the door shut behind her. Seungmin leans back against the pillows and lifts the hand with her IV in it, making a face like it's personally inconveniencing her. Looks like we're stuck here. Take a nap, Seungmin-y. You need the rest. I'm not tired anymore, Seungmin says. Min-ho can tell it's mostly just to be pedantic. Her body betrays her, relaxing a little. You should text Felix. Right, she probably should. Min-ho pulls out her phone. Her message thread with Felix is full of frantic messages from Felix. Seungmin's all good. Got stitched up and now she's on bed rest. Felix replies immediately. How bad was it? How long? Did they give her painkillers? When will you be home? Chan wants to know. So does Hyunjin. Min-ho sighs. She snaps an unflattering picture of Seungmin just to prove she's still alive and sends it. We'll be home by morning. Go to sleep. And then turns her phone off. Still not tired? Seungmin shakes her head. I want to talk to you. God forbid, Min-ho says. What about? Seungmin looks like she's thinking very hard about something. She says, when we were in the car, what did you call me? Min-ho frowns. I said a lot of things in the car, she says, even though she can feel her ears turning red. Of all the things for Seungmin to ask. I was just trying to keep you awake. You called me honey, Seungmin says, looking straight through her. Right? Like I said, Min-ho says, avoiding eye contact. I said a lot of things. I also called you stupid. You don't call anyone honey, Seungmin says. I only call you stupid, too. Seungmin ignores her. You call Felix and Ji-song baby, and you call Chan puppy, she continues. But you call me honey. You're delusional, Min-ho says. You must have lost more blood than we realized. You called me honey, Seungmin says again. You're going crazy, Min-ho says. We'll have to call the doctor back in here for a psychiatric evaluation. Oni, Seungmin says. Min-ho swallows and looks at her. Oni, why did you call me that? Min-ho presses her lips together. We should have this conversation later, when you're not doped up on meds. On intravenous ibuprofen, you mean, Seungmin says. Fine, maybe tomorrow when I stay in your apartment, just in case I keel over and die in the middle of the night. There's no getting out of it. Maybe tomorrow, Min-ho agrees reluctantly. If you make it through the night. Speaking of that, you should go to sleep right now. Seungmin sighs, happily, like she's won or something. Maybe I will. And it's okay, Yoni. You can admit it.
Admit what?
It's going to be a long night, Minho thinks, watching Seungmin's eyelashes flutter as her eyes close. That you like me. She's asleep by the time she finishes speaking.
God. Minho can't even deny it.
Baby got a call from a mama. Somebody wanna go a little faster. Hide behind the pillar of a master. Build a sandcastle made of plaster.
The end. Thank you for listening.
Flick a finger down much faster. Heard that you thought you were a winner. You saw it when it got much thinner.